Have you seen the price of gold lately? It's hitting all-time highs. And when it comes to investing in gold, check out Noble Gold Investments. They have a track record of excellence that's second to none. Just look at their thousands of five-star reviews on Trustpilot, Google, and the Better Business Bureau. Customers rave about their knowledgeable staff, smooth investment process, and life-changing results, which you can see for yourself online. That's the kind of reputation you can count on. But it's not just about the reviews. Noble Gold Investments truly care about their clients. They take the time to understand your unique needs and goals, and they give expert guidance every step of the way. That level of personalized service is rare in this industry. Look, when it comes to securing your financial future, you can't afford to take chances. Go with the gold company that has earned the trust of countless investors. Visit noblegoldinvestments.com/timpool today and discover why Noble Gold Investments is the only choice for smart, secure gold investments. Or call them at 877-646-5347. Again, that's 877-646-5347.
Welcome to our special weekend show, Sunday Uncensored. Every week, we produce four uncensored episodes of the TimCast IRL podcast exclusively at TimCast.com, and we're going to bring you the most important for our weekend show. If you want to check out more segments just like this, become a member at TimCast.com. Now, enjoy the show.
Okay, who's more attractive, Dylan Mulvaney or Lizzo?
I'm going with Lizzo. Got to go with the vagina.
Is it only
Gotta
because
go with vagina?
I'm going with the
you
vagina.
You don't know Lizzo has a vagina. Do you? Are we just taking that?
That's true.
If I can find it.
Wait, what if Dylan did the
surgery?
Vaginoplasty?
That's not a vagina. That's a colonic sex hole.
All right. So what if Dylan Mulvaney had the colonic sex hole?
It's a colonic sex hole.
Colonic.
That is a fact statement. Okay. When they use colon, they cut open a hole and then graft colon to the inside. The purpose of it is for sex. It is a hole, and it is a colon. It is a colonic sex hole. That's not an insult.
So
that
let's
is a statement of fact.
This is quintessential man beer talk at a bar.
Let's say
like,
you're
a beautiful trans person. Yeah, not that Dylan Mulvaney
but
is.
But here's the question. Let's say you're with a girl. She's like an eight, solid eight, beautiful breasts, everything. And you get to like second base. You go to third base. You cup check. And there's a penis.
Do you just grab him by the pussy?
No,
you just grab him.
This is a false premise. This is a false premise.
I've never heard that term before.
The existence of trans people.
It sounds like you knew something was up.
The existence of trans people who pass is like one in a million. You will rarely sit down with someone who's like, wow, this is a hot chick. Oh my God, it was a dude. Because there's brow ridge shit. There's vocal fry shit. It is possible. Especially with like Thailand and shit.
Yes.
You end up being like, oh, wait a minute. That was a guy the whole time. But it's really simple. Just be like, oh, shit. You look like a chick. You're a guy. I'm not interested.
Trans women tend to look like what men might stereotype women as, kind of like a stereotype bimbo type, yeah. If you will.
Clown like Dylan Mulvaney.
Is what they go for.
I'm just gonna.
Very Dylan, overdone.
Dylan Mulvaney is vomitous.
It is not a good look.
But is Lizzo not vomitous?
Look, I gotta be honest. I don't go for the big chicks, okay? Because there's more than just the body in a potential partner. There is the soul that matters, I think, certainly. But personality. Like, you know, my girlfriend and I, we both enjoy being physically active. We both enjoy eating healthy. We have these things in common. We like similar, like we have fun. We're best friends. That's it. Lizzo and I would not get along because I'd say, hey, let's, you know, Allison always wants to go hiking, but I never want to go hiking. I want to skate. We go skiing and snowboarding, but the season's over. But if I was like, hey, I don't want to sit around. Do you want to go snowboarding? Lizzo would be like, I'd rather go eat cheeseburgers. And I'd be like, okay, well, that doesn't sound fun. And then she's got problems, dude. It's not even about like, it's like, okay, there's a vagina there, but it's like mentally offensive.
At that weight, there's also hygiene issues. There's health issues. There's so many issues. She's not going to live a long life.
Do like sexual harassment charges, alleged sexual harassment case against Lizzo come into the calculation at all? Or
that she's
Since we're judging people based on their character, allegations of sexual assault should be worth, sexual harassment should be worth
prove
something.
Prove it or don't.
All right,
Sam. I, hey. If it's not proven, like They scream Trump 24/7 about all the things they claim he did without proving it. And I'm just like, look, man.
I guess on this podcast, we don't believe all women.
Fuck no. Are you joking?
No.
Mattress girl?
Are you turning into a male feminist?
It's I feel like weird tonight. On the podcast, I mean, just to play devil's advocate, we're having a good time. IVF, what's going on? Are we still...
You're just trying to pick up any spice.
Now, look. Daily Mail ran a story. I wonder if it's even here about Dylan Mulvaney tucking. And I'm like, Dylan Mulvaney is physically vomitous. Like,
how do you tuck? I don't even know how that would work.
I'm not long enough, so I can't.
The moil just slipped a little bit.
But I think I'm gonna say this.
Dylan Mulvaney has a physical disfigurement. If you've ever actually like, there's something physically wrong with the develop, like
the peepee.
No. Like his body is underdeveloped.
Oh yeah, very underdeveloped. Yeah.
Like his legs are very short. His torso is very long. He looks like he has physical developmental disabilities, and he probably does have a mental disability too.
He's extremely skinny.
But look at the length of the torso to the length of the legs. It's like something happened at a young age with like malnourishment maybe or something like this.
A hormonal issue too.
Perhaps a lot of issues. Absolutely.
Can we talk about how I don't know, how much of Dylan Mulvaney's success is due to attention given to him from
TikTok algorithm?
Is it only TikTok algorithm? Yep. Because he released a song, and I would imagine half of the people who listened to it or talked about it on Twitter are right-wing figures kind of just shitting on him.
Dylan Mulvaney released a song, and that, I believe, was the final nail in the coffin for Dylan Mulvaney, because the only thing Dylan Mulvaney can do is scream, "I'm trans." You can't just be like, "I'm gay," and scream into the air and expect that to maintain a career. That's it. So... I do believe with the banning of puberty blockers in the UK and the shifts we've seen, at least here in the United States, there have been a variety of victories as it pertains to child sex changes. I feel like once TikTok is crushed, a lot of this trans stuff will start to dissipate.
So TikTok being crushed means that it's going to be bought by another company, right? Is that what they're going for?
Well, in some way, out of the hands of China, who's manipulating young people and promoting this shit. Certainly, I understand that other platforms in this country are doing so as well. But in this country, we are winning that culture war. If trans falls out of the spotlight, with more and more detransitioners becoming prominent, with the UK banning puberty blockers, Dylan Mulvaney's career ends overnight.
Do you really think the trans issue is going away? We just saw this issue with...
Going.
But I'm seeing more and more stuff, especially in sports. You just had this Australian soccer league, where a team with five transgender females... They were dudes dressed as chicks, and they just dominated everybody.
Was it there was a basketball one where the guy 6 foot tall slams the girl to the ground and injures her.
Yeah.
And so the coach pulled it because too many of my girls got injured, he said.
And so what they're doing is in North Carolina, I believe they actually penalized a Christian school for refusing to play against the transgender teams.
I fear that I am damned to hear about the trans political issue for the rest of my life. I feel like this isn't going anywhere.
Let's talk about
the next 50 years. It's never going anywhere. And
let's talk about hookers.
Well, at least for now, we'll talk about hookers instead.
Yeah. Right. So hookers. From the Daily Mail, veteran Ohio English teacher, 50, who was making $75,000 per year, resigns from school after being caught posting sexual content on OnlyFans before releasing a statement claiming to be one of the greatest the school has had. She chose to be a hooker. And now I think there's something inherent in women. Not all women, but I'm saying like there is clearly something that many women have within them that is prominent enough where they would abandon their careers to be sex workers.
I think it's in this case that she doesn't want to feel like she's getting old and not be desirable.
And why do women go on Reddit and post nudes of themselves for free?
Because they want the reaction. They want people to say, "Wow, you look really good. Wow, this is interesting." Yeah,
women, it's, and they get paid to do it. They love it.
I don't want to sound weird or mean or anything, but this woman's ratchet as fuck. Who's paying for that? Like,
well, I think she only had 275 followers. So what if she charges like $10 a month? She's making a couple grand per month.
I think there's a very symbiotic relationship between these sex workers.
Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the biggest online nursery in the U.S. with more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the U.S.? They have everything you could possibly want, like fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and so much more. Whatever you're interested in, they have it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and space. Fast-growing trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. This spring, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code POOL at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code POOL at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code POOL. Offer is valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply.
And people who produce sex work adjacent content, and then the people who constantly harp on them. So, for example, right now, the Daily Mail, this is an ad in kind of every sense of the word. Yeah, this is earned media to this woman. You said she didn't have many followers. I wonder if it's doubled since they've posted this article.
Yeah. We can find out.
So there's this very strange symbiotic relationship that's not only limited to news websites like Daily Mail or New York Post, but then there's some podcasts that also pretend to be anti these groups, or like meme accounts on Twitter who pretend to be against these people but are benefiting financially from them and run ads for them.
She now has 1,300 followers.
Yeah, so there's this really like cynical...
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. That's Instagram linking to her. So I don't know if she gained followers or not, but she certainly's got porn.
Yeah. And she's not the first, you know, so like, oh, let's make a saucy story. I'm a former teacher. It's like how the dumber the story you could make it, the more eyes it gets, and then the better it is for your business. So I think it's something we should be conscious of.
We've made sex work way too acceptable.
And I hate that I said sex work because it's a very bad euphemism. I don't believe it is work.
Do women love being ogled by men?
Yes.
A lot of them do. I mean, I think it depends. Some women really don't like it and feel uncomfortable. But like in this case, she's seeking that out. She obviously wants someone to pay attention to her.
Remember that meme where the woman from The Guardian is like, men, catcalling is bad. And then it was like a year later, she's like, men don't catcall me anymore and I'm sad. Do you remember that one?
Yeah. I mean, I think some women also like to just complain, right? Like, that's why you got that wave of women being like, yeah, we don't need men. Like, they're just, there's like sometimes an inherent negativity among a lot of women, and they just want to blame you for something. But I do think that there are women who specifically feel uncomfortable with that kind of attention.
The end of hisses, whistles, and stares. We need to walk the streets without fear. And then a year later, men rarely catcall me anymore. I hate that our culture makes me miss it. Our culture? That's you, lady. So I thought this for a long time. It's really annoying. This is the thing about not women individually, but the demographic of women. They go on Reddit and they post their naked bodies for free on a variety of these different forums because they want to see if men like the way they look. Then they go and complain that men can't call them. It's like, what?
Well, I mean, we see it in a more softcore sense on Instagram. I mean, we see just women are subjectifying themselves or objectifying themselves to men more than ever. And OnlyFans gave them an outlet to actually get paid for it. So it's something women have been doing since the advent of social media, is they're objectifying themselves to males. And what OnlyFans allows them to do is actually make money on that. And these girls, the ones who are making money. Like, I'm in the fitness industry, man. Like, it is a pandemic. There is a hooker pandemic in fitness. Mm.
An amazing headline.
Is there a pipeline from fitness influencer to OnlyFans?
Absolutely.
Model
absolutely. In fact, what's her name? Jakara, the one of the best female wrestlers, named Jakara something. I'm like, oh, this is cool. She actually did a camp in our community for female wrestlers. I'm like, oh, this is great. I'm going to follow her Instagram. And of course, you go to her link tree. And there's an OnlyFans page. Mm. I'm like, she's not showing people those kind of wrestling moves on there. It's just a way for girls to monetize.
Well, was she doing sex stuff?
It was scantily clad stuff, I'm assuming.
But then you get private requests. So my assumption is if you're on OnlyFans, you're a hooker.
Yes.
I don't care if you're posting tasteful art. Guys then message you and say... So this is the thing about OnlyFans. A woman will be like, you know, I'll just do bikini stuff and see if I can make money. Then you get a bunch of guys giving you money. And one guy goes, I'll give you $300 to drop one of your straps. She'll go, okay. And it'll be like, how much for a nipple? And she'll go, I don't know, but I'll give you $1,000. She's like, oh my God, yes. Boom. In a month, it's like, okay, now stick it in.
Yeah.
And they're taking the money.
It's porn.
Yep.
It's porn. And that's what unfortunately, a lot of
this is their business. It's nothing to laugh about.
Stop. Just with Tim saying stick it in. Just stick it right in.
But the thing is, that's who our daughters are looking up to, unfortunately.
I think it's one fact of reality here is that it's unfortunate, but one of the most lucrative thing that most women can do is a form of OnlyFans or something like that. Even women in some of the like, for example, in the WNBA, they're not paid, like salaries are like 150K and lower. A lot of these people in the WNBA could probably make more money being OnlyFans models, unfortunately. Well, I think there's something to say about women. If you're a female influencer, if you're a male influencer, doing porn is probably not going to make you a lot of money. If you're a female influencer doing anything and then pivot into OnlyFans, you will be making a lot more money.
Well,
I just think there's something to say about
gay porn.
That. Nobody cares about gay porn.
No, there's bodybuilding? Dude. Yeah. When I was younger, I could have made some good money doing gay shit.
$20 is $20.
I'm willing to bet that gay OnlyFans makes more than women.
Oh, yeah. Dude, as a bodybuilder.
Okay, that's a study. We got to pull the numbers.
Okay, guys, I will take one for the team.
Just based on the numbers, there's more heterosexuals than homosexuals.
Yeah,
though,
but so you can't, dude.
If you,
bro, dude. They have fucking, there's a bathhouse in Chicago on North Halsted. Tell me where women and guys, Chicago. Let's talk about Chicago. There is some place when we were growing up called Sybaris, I think it was. And it was like a romantic couple's getaway. And there were a handful of rooms. I don't exactly know what it was. All I knew was on the TV, they would be like, at the Sybaris. And it showed like a guy and a woman, they're like cuddling and there's rose petals everywhere. You go to North Halsted and there's a giant fucking building where all the gay guys go have random gay sex like 27 times a day.
Oh, like, they have I'm telling money, you. Dude. And the Arab guys, so Arabic guys, when I was first starting out, when I first started to get muscle, get big, dude, I used to get these messages. I was offered $20,000 for a private posing session.
And you passed?
I passed it up. I still regret it to this day.
I judge men and women differently.
My wife was like, you turn that down. Yeah.
That's how they groom you into prostitution, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
I knew a guy who was definitely prostitution. I knew a guy who was offered $200 for modeling. I think I told this story like a couple days ago. He shows up and it's modeling. And then they say, $200, is cash good? Okay, well, have you felt the forms, blah, blah, blah. If you ever want to do any more modeling, we've got tons of stuff that needs we need shoots for. And he was like, yeah. No, next week we're doing some more stuff. He comes in, same thing, $200. Then they say, do you want to do this once a week? We could have you come in on Saturday. He says, yes. We're doing like an at-home thing, pajamas. Are you interested? Yeah. He shows up. They say, put on these sweatpants, put on this day goatee. Next week they say, just wear the boxers and the goatee. Next week they say, we're going to do like a swim trunks thing with some other guys. And it's like, you know, just like in a room. He says, okay, $200 every time, $200 every time. Within 3 months, he was getting fucked in the ass.
Oh my God.
Not an exaggeration. He was giving blowjobs because they got him to the point where they said every time he went, it was like, you want to come back tomorrow? $200? He's broke. He's a broke young guy. And they're putting cash in his pocket every day. He's got more money than he's ever had. And then one day they say, you've already done the swim trunks. We're going to do some nude stuff. Like, you know, it's art, man. Are you really concerned? You've already done it in a Speedo. What's the difference? And then he goes, well, I did already do the Speedo. Then they're like, okay, now we're going to have another guy in here with you. Now we want you to like put your arm around him. And then if he ever gives a sign of pushback, like, I don't know if I want to do this, he's going to be like, that's fine. We'll find somebody else. Good luck finding another job. And then he'll be like, okay, fine, I'll do it. And then as soon as you get him to step over that thin line, because you already got him naked, then like it got to the point where he was just sucking dudes off and getting fucked in the ass.
I think this predatory behavior is common in the porn and sex industry. Like,
he was,
I think
he
that
was
is
groomed.
Yeah. Like, I think that is more often the case than not in the porn and sex industry. Very unfortunate and obviously saddened. I know these people are making their own decisions and they still have agency here, but you can't help but feel bad in that they were, you know, not put in a bad position, made some wrong choices, but, you know, were preyed upon by people. So
it's definitely a thing, but the market is there for men as well. There's a huge
market. Back to the original point. Yeah. Okay.
There's a huge market, and especially in the Arab countries, they were the ones who would offer the big money.
I could see that with our more like how we're going in a more misogynist direction in our society, that forget women porn. Now it's dudes too.
Well, I think just
like women are old news.
Just sex in general. Sex is a thing. It's a market, you know, but the OnlyFans has made it so accessible for these 18, 19, 20 year old girls to make stupid money just showing their bodies. And again, like Tim said, it kind of spirals out of control.
Yep.
And it's become normal for them. Like, they're all like, I don't care who this is normal. Everyone's doing it. OnlyFans has talked about it. You kind of alluded to this with Daily Mail coverage. They see other people get bigger and bigger. And the gray area between what is an influencer and what is a hooker on social media is very unclear for a lot of women who don't have the self-respect to be like, no matter what, this is a hard line.
This is why we need fathers, guys. This is why we need fathers. This is just it's a decay. As again, like I've raised a full ass grown kid. Mm. I have an 18-year-old daughter. Like I've seen friends. I've seen but the signs are there. When they're young, you see these girls exhibit these signs of hookertude. Is that a word? Where they at like 12, 13 years old, and it's usually if they have a dad, he's weak as fuck.
Mm.
So you normally don't see this when the dad is involved and when the dad is strong. You usually see this, obviously it can happen. You see this when there's not a strong male figure in the household.
Whew. Collins?
So take notes.
Yeah, let's
take
go
notes.
To callers.
That's not your call to make, friend. Oh, just so you know, you looked at me like, all right. Anyways, let's see what Daryl, the beard, has to say. How you doing, man?
How's it going, guys? Good to be in here again.
Welcome.
What's up, Daryl?
It's going well, man. Hanging What's out. On? Talking a really weird conversation today, but you know.
Look, Serge, this is a reality of life. We got to learn about these things. OnlyFans girls have bad dads. I don't know what to tell you.
Anyways, what's up, man?
Well, yeah, my question is going to bring Jesus back into it. With the rise of the controversy regarding the statement Christ is King, what are your thoughts on whether the left has pivoted from just having a disdain for Christianity to actively attacking the Christian faith?
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, I'm not Christian enough for that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Kind of clear.
Do Christians say Christ is King like in their prayers or something?
Well, that's like the
like
basic dogma of Christianity is that Christ is the King of the Jews, and that's the basis.
I think it comes down to just wrecking religion in general, because if you believe in something bigger than the state, then you can't buy into the cult that is the left.
Right.
So naturally speaking, you have to dismantle Christianity. Mm-hmm. You have to dismantle Judaism. You have to dismantle anything that brings attention or brings power to something outside of the state.
And I think in this case, like you mentioned the left, and I know there's a lot of fighting about Christ is King, specifically among people who identify as conservative, but to me, that just benefits the left. You know what I mean? Like, if they can get people who would agree on all kinds of things but have different faith practices to fight, then it weakens the sort of central structure. We talked about this on the show, that there are fractures within the different both sides of the political aisle. So the fight over Christ is King to me is like, it's not even worth getting involved in or thinking about. Obviously, people feel differently about this. But the big thing is like, it's interesting that during the middle of an election year where we have a weak Democratic candidate, they're now like, conservatives, fight amongst yourselves.
Yes, but never stop saying Christ is King if you believe it, because the op here is to make it so that they'll say, well, we understand it's a fine statement that you're saying because you're Christian, but you do understand it's anti-Semitic that people are using it. So you should avoid saying it. Nah, fuck them.
No. So having worked in politics and being like, you know, attentive to the political space in the past 7 years, I haven't seen anybody say Christ is King more than past a few months ago.
I totally disagree.
You've been consistently seeing.
I've seen it for
people
years.
Say Christ is King.
It's on fucking billboards. I'm in Tennessee, Like it's all over the place.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure like Jack Posobiec like a year ago tweets at like 9 a.m. Christ is King just randomly. Yeah,
so I've seen the uptick in people saying it only in the past really 6 months more than ever before. Maybe I wasn't paying attention, but years ago, it doesn't seem like this was a common thing that people
do.
Yes.
I don't.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh,
I can understand where in like some spheres, you may not see it as often, but again, like if you're just not around religious Christians, like if you're around people who go to, you know, Christmas and Easter, maybe they don't say it, but people who are very active in Christian communities, I've seen it for years.
I think there's some cynical actors using it in a cynical way. So just like, yep. Nobody disagrees that Black Lives Matters, right? Everybody thinks Black truism. Lives Matters. However, if you're talking about the Black Lives Matters movement, I think stands for different things. So I think there's some bad actors trying to co-opt the phrase to mean different things.
So what they're trying to do is there are people on social media using Christ as King in an antagonistic way. So that way the left can come out and be like,
Anyone who uses it
is it's like, it's okay to be white. It's like a banal statement. And then it gets, they claim, oh, it's white supremacy because they're doing this thing. They're trying to conflate Christ as King with an antagonistic attack. And that's the PR strategy.
And I think it's to create division specifically among conservatives.
Yeah. But good sir, was that sufficient or is there anything you want to add?
I think that was great. Just to go to Hannah's point there on Christ as King. I mean, when they crucified him, they put in three different languages above his head, in Hebrew, in Greek, and in Latin, the King of the Jews. He was crucified for being the King or claiming to be the King.
Yeah, true. Right on.
Cheers, brother.
Thanks for coming. Cheers.
Thanks for having me up. I've just got my third article up on Substack at Brained Beard, that's BrainedBeard on Substack. So give me a follow. Thanks.
Oh, yeah, right.
Bud. Oh, congratulations.
Cheers. Talk to you soon. Alrighty. Next, we got Oswald that Endswald. What's going on, bro?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Pretty good. We're hanging out.
Good. Tim, I've been listening to you since you were living in Jersey, and waffles are better than pancakes. I don't care what anybody else says.
I agree.
So my question for everybody is kind of what everyone's thoughts. Sorry, I suddenly got very nervous.
That's all good, bro.
The container ship that ran aground into the bridge was carrying 56 shipping containers filled with hazardous chemicals and materials.
Yep.
Some of them corrosive. The one that really got my attention was lithium batteries. Ooh. And how those do not mix well with water.
Yep.
Particularly out at sea or in a harbor. So then I just kind of wanted your guys' thoughts on if this were a cyber attack or terror attack, was it actually supposed to be way worse? Nah. Were those lithium batteries, was the goal for the lithium batteries to ignite? And was it supposed to be way worse?
There's no way they had enough lithium to do anything significant. If you guys ever throw lithium in water?
No.
It just dances on the surface.
Do you throw lithium in water?
Yes, sir.
Who does that?
Oh, what?
It's for science?
It's called an alkaline metal, and it reacts with water, creating an exothermic reaction where the... what ends up happening? The parts of the lithium bonds with the... hydrogen in the water, creating lithium hydroxide. I could be wrong about that, but it creates a hydrogen, I think it's lithium hydroxide. And so if you take a piece of lithium and you splash water on it, it'll start a fire. If you put lithium on water, it will fizzle and boil and dance around. I don't think there would be nearly enough lithium in those from batteries to do anything. And most of the batteries are sealed anyway. So if they fall into the water, nothing happens. Yeah,
I'm going with Occam's razor on this. That I do think this is just unfortunately incompetence.
Yeah, or just gross negligence.
Yeah. Gross negligence, incompetence.
Into that ship, a lot of the stuff they were doing is it's like when you have airworthiness, you can get a lot away with a ship being less seaworthy than it needs to be. But airworthiness is it grounds the plane pretty quick. With a ship, if it floats, it goes. You know what I mean? And so there's a lot of stuff they cut corners on for years. Years and years, and that's why it probably happened.
I think it's lithium oxide. I think I'm wrong. The lithium bonds with the oxygen in the water, ripping it out. I don't know. It's been a long time since I've done basic chemistry stuff.
It's like exothermic. Yeah, forgive me. Makes heat.
I think it would be a political layup though for Biden to go visit there and say I passed bills trying to build more bridges, bring America back better.
But it gets
better.
Weaker and weaker Builds the longer, the more distance between.
They don't care about optics.
I was right. It was lithium hydroxide.
Lithium hydroxide.
Just make sure everybody knew.
So they don't care about optics anymore because they're just running against Trump. They don't care. If they cared, they'd be at the cop's funeral. They would have been in East Palestine. They would have. They just don't give a shit. They don't
I think he can't care. Go to the cop's funeral. That's the one thing I would object to. I think you. I agree. They don't care about all kinds of things. It's very different than actually trying to win the hearts and minds of voters. I think with the cop's funeral, though, if they went, it would be acknowledging that liberal policies have failed in New York and they can't, or leftist policies.
Do you think the average American would put two and two together on that, though?
Yes.
Because I think
every person who voted for Biden, who was like, defund the police, we hate them, seeing the president at a fallen cop's funeral sends the wrong message. It's too strong of a pro-cop message for Biden to be able to walk back later.
Yeah.
Especially in my opinion.
Especially now with this whole Palestine thing blowing up in his face.
Of course, I think he should
Have you never watched
if
this
he
stuff,
was respectful,
squad?
But.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is like some of the most fun stuff ever. Lithium is very soft. You can cut right into it.
Watching it versus actually being the one to do it, though.
Like an Energizer battery, if you peel it open, you'll get a sheet of lithium, and it starts to feel warm because the exothermic reaction happens in the air, but there's substantially more the hydrogen, the oxidization process is quick in the air, but with so look, it's conductive. With water, it's like instant. Everybody wants to jump to this point. So did he put it in already or what?
Oh,
that's the gas. Yeah. So see how it dances around. Yeah. There's not enough lithium to do anything significant. He captures the hydrogen gas, which I guess he then uses. I don't know. But I did this project with Vice where a guy took an Axe body spray, ripped open an Energizer lithium battery, wrapped the lithium around the Axe, put it into a tumbler, then took an ornament, Christmas ornament, poured water on the top of it, put it on top of the Axe body spray, closed the tumbler, wrapped dental floss around it, and then threw it. When the ornament shatters upon impact, the water hits the lithium, heating up instantly, which causes the Axe body spray to explode in a pressurized container and makes a grenade. And all of those things could be purchased inside of an airport. That was the point of his research.
Huh. Yeah. Science is so cool.
It is.
Science.
I mean, I have a degree in biology and I haven't used it one day, so I don't know if I'd recommend people study it, but
you are in biology?
I have a degree in biology.
So you do know what a woman is.
Yeah, I've only used having a biology degree in arguments. That's it. Like, only to appeal to an authority. Yeah. So, like, I have a degree. Of course I know what a woman is.
Same reason I got a CrossFit certification, so CrossFitters can't say you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, just for credibility.
When I shit on CrossFit.
Just, here's a paper that says I'm not retarded.
It's like, fuck you, I'm an L1.
Yeah.
Well, got my CrossFit.
The standard is, though, to get hired anywhere, you just need a degree.
Yeah, that's true. In anything.
Pretty much. Yeah. Well,
was that good, sir?
Yeah, that was pretty good. So I just want to say thank you for everything that you guys do. Tim, it's been interesting watching your evolution. My uncle and I, we watch you, and we would just be like, why doesn't he just say he's going to vote for Trump? He's like right there, right on the edge of it, you know, back in like 2019. So I really appreciate everything you're doing, you know, the coffee shop sort of stuff. I was hoping I'd be able to work on a coffee shop. I tried getting a hold of somebody, but
once we're closer to opening up, we're 2 or 3 months out. So
yeah. So just keep doing what you're doing, and I don't know what else you're doing, but you got to get married, man. Get married, have babies.
We don't. How equal of us.
So I will say this. Everybody makes their assumptions and they're wrong. And the most annoying thing in the world to me is people who think they know what's going on in my personal life and they expect me to. I'll put it this way. There will never be a time in my life where I will tell you what's going on because of the security issues we face. So it is really annoying. All these people being like, why aren't you doing this, Tim? Why aren't you doing that? And I'm like, because if I told you what I was doing, someone would put a bullet in one of my family, like in my family's faces or something. So I'm just going to say nothing. But that's the reality. And there's no actual way to address the incessant, why aren't you doing this or why aren't you doing that? When it's like, if I told people what I was doing, I'd put my family at risk. So just a little frustrated.
I understand, Tim. I'm just breaking balls.
No, I get it. But it's like, you know, it's not on you. It's just, I get like, it's so often. It's like, guys, we were swatted 15 times. I'm not going to talk about my family. Like, no, I could have a 4-year-old kid and you're never going to know. Not going to be any photos, not going to be any announcements.
For all we know, maybe there already is one.
Yeah, could be a 15-year-old running around somewhere. But thanks for calling in, buddy.
All right, thanks, man.
Cheers, mate. All righty. Next up, we got the Wildfire Whisperer. Cool one. What's up? How you doing?
Good evening, my Shalomies. Adding another Jew to the Briscast tonight.
All right. That's what we needed. Yeah, one more. You're not adding. Wait, you're not counting Surge?
I do. Yeah, I do want to mention. I do want to mention real quick. It's funny that the people call the show like attack. We get attacked for not having enough Jews on the show and having too many Jews on the show.
All the time.
Cassandra is critical of Israel, but is the one who does the booking and brings on a large amount of Jews.
But I'm an undercover Jew. No one knows. Yeah. Unless I say.
Anyway, sir.
You outed yourself right away.
Ask your question, good sir. I don't want to take the your jokes. Time.
Well, Tim, I was going to say, I always mock the pronoun thing, but I just realized that since I'm a Jew and I'm from Hollywood, I'm technically they. I made a feature-length documentary going into wildfires for 6 years called Hot Shot. It's up on hotshotmovie.com.
Tonight
is actually for my Shalomi Mark.
Yes.
Because, dude, you're actually the guy who unwittingly convinced me to move my production company from L.A. to Nashville.
Oh, and you're welcome.
Dude, I survived on outright bars in my backpack when I was on all those wildfires. But it feels like too many Californians are starting to ruin Nashville and turn it into a commie shithole.
Yes.
And I wanted to know, what's your view of how Nashville is changing, having been here for so long? And what can we do to better fight the culture war against the commies here in Nashville and preserve Tennessee culture? Because the Daily Wire ain't cutting it.
So I'm not going to touch that one, but I will touch Nashville. Nashville's always been a communist shithole. It's always been very liberal. It's the center. It's Music City. So you can imagine who comes in there. I actually think it's gotten more red. In fact, with redistricting, the only blue area in Tennessee is Memphis. So Nashville's actually, believe it or not, it's actually, in my opinion, gotten more red. I know that sounds weird, but Nashville has always been a shitlib territory. It has. And if you're not a shitlib, you live in Brentwood or Franklin or Smyrna or any of those, Lebanon, whatever you go. But Nashville has never been a Republican stronghold. It just hasn't. But what's really frustrating is the city council they elected is actually worse than I think we've ever had. They are communists. Literal socialists. Well, I mean, at the end of the day, you have businesses move in and they bring in their employees. Their employees are liberals and there you have it. Mm-hmm. Good news is if you go outside of Davidson County, go into Williamson County or any of the other counties, Wilson County, you're in a good place where you're going to be surrounded by a bunch of like-minded people. But Nashville, the Metro Nashville school system, it has always been a shithole.
Good to know.
Yeah, I think people often misunderstand that about like things in the music industry. It's gonna have the people that you think that are in it are gonna be there, even if it's country music, even if whatever. It's the same money. It's at the end of the day, it's a lot of the same companies that are running.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a beautiful place. Nashville is still like there are many blue cities that are great.
Yep.
There are many nice and there are many nice. You don't have to avoid it. Just realize that they probably not the best place to wear a MAGA shirt. You know.
Well, I disagree. Like, I disagree. I think it's fun to wear a MAGA shirt in that kind of territory.
But actually, if you go to Broadway, it's such a mix of people. And if you go to we go to the Nashville soccer games, we have season tickets. Like, there's good people everywhere. But yeah, that place is definitely blue.
Yeah, true. Anything else to add, my friend? Hot Shots. You just said that. Lead with that. You buried the lead there. I knew exactly who you were when you said that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and brother, I hit you up this morning because I filmed, when I was still in L.A., I filmed a couple commercials for Sheriff Villanueva, and the shit that he shared with us about the homeless industrial complex would blow your fucking mind.
Dude, it's crazy.
How corrupt it is. And,
yeah, I don't know if you saw me posting last night. Sorry, I didn't mean to speaking over you there. Last night I posted on a video about this guy who walks around Hollywood and just films all these crazy homeless industrial complex people. It's wild. I don't know if you saw that on my Twitter. And maybe that's why you messaged me. I'm not really sure. But yeah, it's crazy, man. I'm just I can't even imagine what he's told you. I cannot even imagine. Anything else to add?
Well, yeah, dude, I'd love to come on the Culture War sometime. We'll talk about it and talk about how we actually just got a project greenlit by Amazon and they helped us out because they mandated that we hire a female director. And so then they just took it.
Hey, I appreciate the job. They give us a roster.
Like, here's 10 females you have to hire. And then that's it. Then we're out.
Wow, man. Well, hey, best of luck with everything.
Sounds like equity to me.
Thanks for calling in. I'm just.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Cheers, bro.
I'm just trolling more. So my tweet where I said I think it's funny that women in NYC are getting punched in the face has, where is it at? Oh man, this is great. Everybody's all bent out of shape. It's got like 5,000 replies.
How many impressions?
Where the fuck is it? Oh, here we go. 2.6 million impressions, 4,100 replies, 2,000 retweets, 10,000 likes.
2 million.
And there's a whole bunch of people, even conservatives, so being like, is it worth it, Tim, you shithead? Fuck you. So
I love that. That's my favorite.
So I screenshotted my social blade for Twitter, showing that I gained 1,000 followers today. And then I just reposted, I quote tweeted it with that image of my followers going up.
And then was there another comment still calling you a shithead under that?
I just tweeted it out.
Okay.
But then I posted. I posted New York City is a Democrat stronghold. Y'all arrested Daniel Penny, banned guns, released criminals. Yeah, it's fucking hilarious. Y'all are eating crow, and that's got 1,000 retweets.
Yeah. I mean, the trolling is next level right there.
That's what Twitter's for, right?
I mean it's not really trolling though. People just say it is because, like I said, I watched the video, I laughed. Then we're all like, I just got punched in the head. I don't give a shit. Bro, she's not hurt. Like, if she said she got shot in the stomach, I'd be like, whoa, this is fucked up. She got hit. Calm down. Like, it's not a good thing. We don't want people getting hit, but she's fine. And one woman was laughing in the restaurant. She was laughing.
I saw that one.
Yeah, she's laughing. Like, chill, dude. Like, I don't know, man. I guess my thing is, I've been punched so many times in my life. Who cares? Like, okay, fine, fair point. They fall down, hit their head, and they die. That's a serious thing. You know what I mean? But you reap what you sow, you know?
Well, I mean, it was discussion, devil's advocate. But I do side with you on the fact this is what they vote for. Who are we to say how they should live in New York? I care about my community.
This is all conservatives are doing is projecting their values onto New York City, which clearly doesn't have those.
Mm-hmm. They don't have values.
We got more callers?
We got one more. Let's go. All right. Was it
me? Let me just real quick. Someone said, let's punch Tim's girlfriend. I have no problem telling you that if you come to West Virginia and take even a few steps towards my girlfriend, you will eat lead. See, I don't live in New York. I'm not some fucking retard who votes away my right to keep and bear arms. No, I moved to West Virginia, bought more guns than I count, and we were all strapped to the teeth. So when someone shows up being like, I'll show Tim, I'll punch his girlfriend, I'll be like, we'll be like, he said he was going to punch my girlfriend, so I shot him.
Yeah. Which is well within his rights, ladies and gentlemen, so I would be very cautious about that.
Do not come to West Virginia and threaten the life of me or the people around me because I have a legal right to defend myself. I will take every available option to not take someone's life or even fire one single round. But in the event someone is within striking distance of my girlfriend, I will use whatever force I have available to me to protect her. And anyone else who works for me isn't my preferred.
Okay, real quick, I am fascinated because I get my share of threats, but I am fascinated that you get any because I'm just being real. Like, you're not a very polarizing guy.
Doesn't matter. They make shit up.
But it doesn't make fucking sense.
No. They make shit up. Like, they literally just lie nonstop 24/7.
Because what I do, which gets me in trouble, is I'll literally tell people, okay, here's the address I'll be at 12. No one has ever showed up. No one has ever showed up.
We were supposed to do an event with John Rich at his honky tonk, and a legitimate death threat and individual was caught setting something up, and John was like, we can't do it.
Fuck.
Because of a death threat. I said, fuck him, let him come. And he goes, no, Tim, there's children on the sidewalk outside. We can't do it.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And I was like, oh, shit, you're right.
Jesus.
And that's fucked. Now, big crowd, I totally get it. Nashville's not so bad, but you got kids and parents walking around in tourists and someone shows up with a gun. Yeah, we can't do that. We would be basically creating that opportunity for them and other people get hurt. But I'm in West Virginia on a 50-acre property. You show up and have to walk through my forest. You're not going to have a good time.
It just, none of this shit makes sense to me. Why is it so serious? You're not doing anything.
Well, I mean, I got 2 million Twitter followers. We got million here, million there, million there. We fund a bunch of shit. We talk shit. I talk shit all day on Twitter. That's all I do.
Yeah, but talking shit is not insightful.
They're pissed. They're pissed off.
That's stupid.
Like, they can't get under my skin is the problem. They go like, Tim's bald. I'm like, yes. And they're like, take the beanie off. I'm like, I'm wearing a beanie. Like, dude, one guy, like, they're responding to me right now being like, you're a nobody, Tim. You're a fucking loser. And I'm just like, I'm a millionaire who owns two private skate parks with five Billboard charting songs. Like, you cannot say anything that gets under my skin. Like, I'm at a point in my life where it's like, wow, this is pretty cool. It's just like, I could literally, I don't know, man. It's not even anything to do that. I could live in a van down by the river and be content. And that means no matter what they do, they can't spike me emotionally. Like, I even get into like troll wars with other trolls. And then when they lose, like Right Wing Cope, I fucking drove them crazy. It was hilarious. Because I said, I tweeted, I'm torn on the issue of abortion. On the one hand, it's killing a baby. On the other hand, it's a liberal's baby.
Which I agree with.
But it's a joke. I don't care. I want anyone to die. I don't want babies. But Right Wing Cope, who is normally trying to troll right wingers, lost it and was like, you just want to kill liberals. And so I kept trolling. And I was like, haha, seething. Oh, my God, Cope, seethe. Oh, my God. And he kept saying, your dad hates you. Your dad hates you. And I'm like, eventually, I just went, dude, you're not trolling me, bro. If you want to troll, you have to act like I'm not getting under your skin and then deflect to something to try and get under my skin. But if you just keep pouting and screaming and seething, I'm winning. It's getting boring for me now. But we should get this last caller.
Me and Steve 69, you are live. How you doing? Well, you might be live.
Muted. Oh, what's up, guys? Thanks for having me on.
Hey, yeah, cheers.
What's up?
What were we talking about? You guys talk about some crazy shit tonight. Like, military industrial complex. There, I got my notes. All right, so Tim, I like the way you talk about first order thinkers, a lot of surface level people out there. So I feel like this always gets thrown around a lot. I'm gonna stop the military industrial complex. I'm gonna put an end to it day one. You know, count on me. You got my vote. And all that same shit.
Yeah.
But just curious if you guys have any kind of like legitimate solutions or ways to like kind of like whittle away at it. Like the way I see it, it's basically kind of like the peak of too big to fail. I mean, any kind of massive industry has that problem, right? Like if you made cars illegal tomorrow, like that would just decimate like huge sectors of the economy. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
that's part of my question. But then also, I guess, a real quick caveat or subsect of the question is a lot of cutting edge technology comes from that, right? Like, I guess part of my question is like, do we need a perpetual warfare state in order to keep like the technological wheels a churning?
No. Space travel. Arguably,
I had a feeling you were going to say space, Tim. So I was almost going to say Tim not to answer, but that's a good tangent.
But arguably, the space race was war. We were trying to assert ourselves over the Soviet Union, so we were investing as much as we could. And space tech, like a bunch of shit, got invented through space travel. I think plastics came from the space race.
Yep.
So there are other ways to do it. I will say, war actually is, however, as much as people don't want to admit it, one of the most important driving factors for meaningful technological advancement. Without war, we end up making VR porn and video games. Seriously. So I'm not saying war is good, war is bad, but the technological advancements outside of that is just, can we whack off harder and watch and play more video games?
That's funny. A lot of technology, yeah. Like all the fast scrolling and auto scrolling and all these different YouTube advancements kind of started in pornography, unfortunately. And then being able to kill people from further and further away boosts technology quite quickly. I think
the military industrial complex is our best bulwark against communism So that's why I actually think it's a good thing. And any diminishment of our military-industrial complex will be celebrated in Beijing.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Huh. I'm glad to say that because it's not my solution, but I do agree. Like, I personally, I enjoy weapon advancements. I'm a defense, Tim, what you said before, counting or having guns so you can't count them or whatever.
Yeah.
Enthusiast.
I think a good solution, quote unquote, is to open up the civilian market.
If we shut down Raytheon tomorrow, I don't think China's going to stop trying to make advanced weapons. I don't think drone manufacturing in Iran is going to stop just because we stop. We want to have the military and technological edge against our foes. I know some people don't buy into that. Also, the apparatus and the way the military industrial complex works is part of why it's so entrenched and will be difficult to get rid of. And mm-hmm. what I mean by that specifically is that we have so many factories and offices spread out through congressional districts in our country such that they could apply a ton of pressure on our elected officials if they ever try to step out of line. They have so many workers in their districts, and if they start going against that, no, we don't want to give more funds. If we don't want to buy more weapons, buying more weapons helps, you know, the factories here and helps continue getting those people elected. I don't know if I explained that as well as I can, but I hope you got the gist of what I'm trying to say there.
I understood.
No, I hear you. I agree. I think we could keep the wheels turning, and we could just sell to our own citizens instead of. Like, you've probably seen those memes of, like, I just want the same access to weapons that you give to, you know, terrorists overseas or something.
Yeah.
Tim would definitely buy, like, a HIMARS. Tim would probably buy some crazy weapons if you had the opportunity, you know.
Oh,
if it was open to the civilian public?
All the GunTubers out
there? I'd get directed energy weapons.
Direct energy weapons.
Yeah.
No, not bad.
I think they're better.
I'm, like, interested in the future of drones. I think, like, small drones. It's the most fucked up videos that I see of, like,
the most effective
drones with small bombs. Yeah. And then you just see them, like, approach a soldier just, like, cold. And
yep.
No matter how bad the regime that this soldier may be fighting for, it's just something so
DJI, dehumanizing. A Mavic.
Yeah, exactly. Like, with a little grenade attached to it. And then you see it cut, and I couldn't imagine. Anyway,
they've already done drones with guns. Flying drones.
Fuck.
Yeah. They have larger drones, by like octocopter holding like a 9mm, because the shot does make it recoil back, so it can only fire so much. But they've put I think they put fully automatic rifles on the robot dogs already.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's terrifying.
Yeah. Was there anything else, good sir, you wanted to add?
I was just thinking about the documentary you guys did with Lauren Southern, that was great. Infringed. Just a quick question, I guess it just came to my head just now. Do you guys have any other more plans for a similar documentary down the line?
Yeah, the challenge is it's expensive. So, like, one of the tough things is at the new studio, we have to do pavement. Like, we have to pave and that's fucking insane. Between $50,000 and $200,000. Yeah. It's like, holy shit, dude. Damn.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, we're trying. I mean,
sweet.
Yeah, we're growing as much as we can grow. We had a big spike of growth when we first started the membership thing because we got a huge jump in members, which gave us revenue. But now our mm-hmm. growth is fairly steady, but like slow, I guess. So there's only so much we can do every month. So, you know, it is what it is. But yeah,
I'm watching you guys when you first started Timcast RL, just like, I don't know, we're just gonna do it live and fuck it, see how it goes. And hell yeah, I'm stoked for the new studio and right fucking on. Yeah,
cool,
keep it fucking going.
Sweet. Thanks for calling in.
Hell yeah, brother. Thanks, yeah. Man, cheers.
I will say Cast Brew Coffee, whenever you buy Cast Brew, that money stays in Cast Brew. I don't take any money from it. It pays, I think we have one employee, and no money is taken out for profit or anything like that. It just goes right back into reordering more coffee and preparing. Like, we're spending money on getting the building set up, and we're spending money on, I can't be careful how I say this because there's laws around it, but we want more Caspers to exist. So that's the cool thing, is there's a good amount of money in Caspers already. And every time you buy, it just stays in and helps grow Caspers. So the next thing we need to do is, we're talking with Fox News about running Caspers commercials.
Oh.
And what I really want to do is, I want to get someone, maybe Elad, to be like, Caspers coffee is the greatest coffee you'll ever have. Go to mycaspers.com.
Lindell, yeah. My best Lindell impression.
That's right. I was like, wouldn't it be funny if we just totally did a MyPillow parody of
a couple of total ripoff? Does he still advertise with them?
Yeah,
I think there's missing slots.
Oh, I love it. A lot He's of opportunity. So good. He does. He does. And recently had a commercial where it's like, pick up my Giza dream sheets today at a discounted rate. Wait a minute. I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you slippers. And I'm like, he interrupted his own commercial.
He's
like,
the man.
He's the man. The it's great. It's
iconic.
Dude.
Batman.
His commercial is so good. But yeah, we talked to them about running two commercials, probably on one. We're talking to them about The Five and Jesse Waters to see how they do. And if the commercial makes money, then we just run them forever. So it's really simple the way commercials work. If we spend $10,000 on a commercial and sell $11,000 in coffee, we buy another commercial. We just keep doing it. We're selling coffee and growing the business. So anyway, there's a lot of stuff happening behind the scenes. We're filming more at the Boonies. The Boonies official launch will be on the 20th. And we've already got a bunch of people who want to come. We're going to have a lot of fun. So a lot of good expansion stuff is currently underway. I want to stress this about our priorities. You probably don't skateboard, but let me tell you. The interest that we've gotten from the highest level of professional skateboarding has been so... Like, this is why the priorities heavily focused into the Boonies and the skate park stuff. Because we basically have like the most famous people in the world of skateboarding being like, I'm in. And that's, I can't say that for music. For music, we have a decent amount, but it's like not like Taylor Swift. You know, music's too big. Skateboarding's not nearly as big. So we have a tremendous cultural opportunity. And I love skateboarding. So I'm like, let's roll, baby. But we'll wrap it up there. We'll be back tomorrow at 10 a.m. on Tenet Media for the Culture War, debating policing and abolishing the police. It's going to be good fun. Phil will be here. So check that out. And Mark, thanks for hanging out.
Thank you so much for having me, man.
Right on. And we will see you guys tomorrow. Thanks for being members.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.